Here's this hour's news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. Exxon plans to build lithium processing facilities near Magnolia in southwest Arkansas that can produce as much as 110,000 tons of the metal a year, according to the Wall Street Journal. That amount of metal would be about 15% of the world's total lithium production last year, according to the journal. It was reported in May that Exxon bought 120,000 acres over the Smackover Formation in southern Arkansas. And student results from the 2023 ACT Aspire exams show little to no rebound when compared with 2019 results, according to state officials. Jacob Olivia, Arkansas Secretary of Education, says the results indicate an urgent need for changes. And the Arkansas State Broadband Office is asking Arkansans to participate in a survey aimed at addressing digital illiteracy. This comes as Arkansas is slated to receive over $1 billion for broadband infrastructure improvements and digital skills training programs. To find a link to the survey, visit broadband.arkansas.gov. From the Arkansas Now Newsroom, I'm Hannah Campbell.
Greenway is partnering with local food banks for our fifth annual Food Bank Backpack Program fundraiser. These programs send healthy food home with kids facing food insecurity so they can go to school ready to learn. A $10 donation provides a child with up to 40 meals. And that's not all. Two lucky participants will win one of Jason Aldean's personal John Deere Gators. To donate, text GOBACKPACK to 44321 or visit any of our 32 Greenway locations.
Alzheimer's disease affects over 6 million Americans. While there is no cure, there are steps you can take to reduce your risk and improve brain health. Steps include regular exercise, eating a healthy diet, staying socially engaged, and challenging your brain with new activities. If you or a loved one are experiencing memory loss or other symptoms of Alzheimer's, seek medical attention right away. Join us in the fight against Alzheimer's. Learn more at healthyar.info/bold. A message from the Arkansas Department of Health.